in Boston, where a memorial service is underway today relating to the marathon. All of that here on NPR News, including later today on All Things Considered.
That memorial service, of course, after that bombing at the Boston Marathon on Monday, which shook that city at many levels, including in its deep running culture. Joggers along the Charles River are as much a part of the landscape in Boston as the river itself, and specialty running shops line the marathon route. NPR's Dan Bobkoff checked in with a running club that's back on its feet and the store that found itself at the epicenter of Monday's bombings.
In 2001, Marathon Sports opened a location finally befitting its name.
It was a stroke of luck that landed me down at the Finish Line store.
Luck, but store owner Colin Petty had been eyeing that spot for 7 years. And every year since, the Boston Marathon had been a day of celebration.
It's like a homecoming to us.
Apparently, it's bad luck to buy marathon t-shirts and jackets until after the race. So like most years, Petty arrived marathon morning to support his staff and stock the store. Around 2, he and his 14-year-old son headed home. When he flipped on the radio, he heard this.
There was an explosion at Marathon Sports.
Abrupt U-turn. He sped back toward the blast with just one thing on his mind.
Grave concern for my staff. Very grave concern.
Staff like Dan Solo.
I just saw this giant ball of fire, and then all of a sudden the boom and then the glass of the window behind me shattered, and I blacked out.
Solo usually works in the chain's headquarters, but he was down at the Boston store that day, watching the marathon. He had been standing on a bench out front.
I woke up on the ground. There was glass everywhere. There were people down. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
He spent a few moments checking himself. No cuts, nothing broken. But just feet away was carnage. There was no time for shock. Solo ran to gather first aid and water for victims. The entire store became a triage unit, and its staff turned t-shirts into tourniquets until first responders took over. As the store workers cleared out of the way, they gathered nearby. Owner Colin Petty and his son soon drove as close to the store as he could get.
And pulled my car in right on the grass and stopped, and there in front of me was my staff at the corner of Exeter and Comm Ave, and just hugs and tears.
All of his employees were safe. Across the country, running groups dedicated jogs this week to the people of Boston. Last night, a group in nearby Newton had its first run since the bombings. Brielle Shabbat led the group this week.
Today, I thought we could do just a simple 3 by Heartbreak Hill workout, just to honor the 3 victims from the bombings on Monday.
Heartbreak Hill marks the 20th mile of the Boston Marathon. For many, it's the hardest part of the race. Nearly everyone here either ran or watched the marathon Monday. This night, they swap stories as they run.
Did you get diverted?
Yeah.
Did they stop you?
No. I finished long time.
Then the group ran up and down Heartbreak Hill as they would on any Wednesday. Shabbat says she's seen runners all over the Boston area, and she's not surprised.
I think a lot of people were out there running today to prove to the world that we're a strong city and we're always going to be running.
The Boston Athletic Association insists the marathoners will be back here next year, struggling to get over Heartbreak Hill once more. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, Boston.
And we're continuing to monitor a memorial service in Boston for victims of that marathon, the 3 killed, more than 100 injured. Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts speaking now, President Obama speaking in a little while. Although our colleague Tovia Smith rather eloquently noted earlier in this hour that it's difficult to find the words at a moment like this. Difficult to find the words, but sometimes it helps if the words are put to music. And so we're going to end this hour leaving you with the Boston Children's Chorus from today's memorial service. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.